The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This hour ought to be a lot of fun. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Craig Douglas is with us. Welcome, Craig Douglas.
Hello, Vincent.
Hey, Craig, it was great seeing you a couple weeks ago in Kansas. It really was. And, you know, Craig, you've been to all of our Get Prepared Expos, and you're a real hit. Everybody loves seeing you, and you've got some great information to share, and you're a really, 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 really bright guy. So I'm looking forward to seeing you at the March 27, 28, and 29 Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri. Craig, you're a very interesting person. Now, you travel throughout the United States without a permit to do so. You have not asked the king for permission to travel freely. And go ahead.
Well, that's because the Supreme Court says I have the right to travel. I don't have to ask permission from the king.
Mm-hmm. And so you travel freely. And let's talk about Craig Douglas. Let's talk about some of the amusing, interesting things that happen when you don't necessarily follow the herd of those that might be in front of you, alongside of you, and near you in their vehicles as they travel with permission from the king. So, Craig, tell us what has happened to you as you travel and you get stopped, and why do you get stopped?
Well, just to back up just a little bit, I don't know if you introduced me in the last hour or not, but I'm the guy that does the radiation stuff all around the country. So that puts it in context for people who have seen me, because it's hard to miss me.
Yeah, Craig, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I'm on a cell phone, and I may not be in a very good area. Are you able to hear me okay?
Now it's better.
Okay, well, I'm the radiation guy, for people who easily to remember me now, if you remember, I'm the radiation guy. So I travel all over. As you said, I'm much in Kansas, and like next weekend, for instance, I'll be in Virginia. And I travel all over freely because I have the right to do that. The Supreme Court has ruled on this many times, that I have the right to travel. I don't ask for permission from government to do something that's my right. Now, that being said, government agents don't appreciate that much, and they do everything they can to make sure you remain the slave that you are, essentially, because most of you that listening to my voice right now think you need permission from government to go from place to place. And maybe you do, but I don't, and I can prove it, and I do it all the time in court. Something called the driver's license is something. A license is a permission from something that would otherwise be illegal. Okay, but as I said, the Supreme Court has ruled that we have the right to travel, but we don't have the right to drive. Now, that bears some explanation. I'll try to do so briefly. Driving and traveling are two different activities. The act of driving, if you look under what that actually means, the word driving or a driver or operating or operator or the words motor vehicle, all five of those terms refer to an activity upon the public roadways where you're engaged in interstate commerce for public transportation or hire or profit. In other words, if you don't have the right to use my roads to tear up the roads with your heavy equipment or your trucks for hiring people because you're being hired to drive things around from place to place or transport people from place to place. Mm-hmm. If you're engaged in that sort of activity, well, then, yes, you have to have a driver's license because the U.S. Constitution does allow the regulation of interstate commerce. But they don't have the right to interfere with your activity called traveling, which is basically just going from place to place, where you're not engaged in interstate commerce. I don't want to make it very confusing, and please understand, audience, I am not a lawyer. I only play one on TV sometimes.
And that's another thing. You know, maybe we'll have some time to talk about your television show, which has caused you some additional challenges, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been kicked off of 6 different channels over the last 10 years or so. And the problem is you can't really go on TV and tell the truth. That's not what TV was designed for. TV is designed to keep you numbed down and dumbed down. And so when you actually use their propaganda medium against them, it causes problems, and they tend to want to get you off the air.
So Craig Douglas, when you travel down the highway, do you have license plates on your equipment?
Presently, the one I have now, yes, it has license plates. That presents some problems in court, essentially, because the vehicle, let's call it a vehicle for now, the vehicle that everybody travels in, when you bought said vehicle, now the word vehicle and motor vehicle actually admits you're engaged in interstate commerce. Okay, so we don't like to use that word. We like to use place travel device or car or van or something else. But when you bought your device, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, you actually signed it over to the state when you purchased it because you applied to the state for something called a title or a certificate of title, actually. Because if any of you have a title, you can go to look at it, go find them in your filing cabinet. You probably haven't seen in years. You look at the top and it says certificate of title. It doesn't say title because you gave up true ownership when you bought it. It's kind of a complicated thing, but essentially when you bought it, you signed it over to the state, so now it's their car. And so now they can regulate the use of it, including making you get a driver's license, license plate, registration, and insurance, proof of insurance, because it's their car. They make the rules.
Craig, that's what we've been trained to do. You buy a vehicle, and if you buy it privately and you're smart enough, you get a bill of sale, and then you take the bill of sale over to the Department of Motor Vehicles, and they say, you know, you didn't pay enough for this because we're going to tax you on what you paid for it, even though it's been taxed many times prior. We're going to tax you because you're the new person titling this vehicle, so we're going to, you know, charge you sales tax on it, and if they don't like the number that you have on your bill of sale, they will look up in their book what you should have paid for it, and if you paid less, it doesn't matter. They want you to pay their number what they valued the equipment at, and so we've just been accustomed to just following the rules as they've always seemed to be in our lifetime. But, you know, I think, you know, Craig, if you look back to the days of the original automobile, they didn't have to have license plates. These guys just made these engine-powered devices to replace the horse-drawn carriages, and they just operated them, or they piloted them, or they drove them, but they didn't have they didn't have these rules where they were taxed on them.
Well, and they still don't, essentially, if you know what you're doing. If you reclaim your rights, but don't get me wrong, you have to fight for it. They don't just bow down and say, yes, sir, Mr. Craig, but we understand you're a sovereign now, and we let you go about your business. No, it's going to be a constant battle. But I guess that's the life I've chosen. But no, if you were even smarter, here's what you would do. You would find a car or van that you like. You would purchase it with gold or silver coin, because that's the lawful money in this country, that you would get when you did such transfer. And by the way, you could use United States notes as well. If you recorded the serial numbers, those are not Federal Reserve notes; those are United States notes, a different medium. And if you were to take those to a notary public during the transfer and have that notarized to show that this exchange actually made with lawful money rather than legal tender, then you actually can own it, actually physically own it. Because when you buy it with Federal Reserve notes, those things in your pocket you call dollars, even though they aren't dollars, when you buy them with Federal Reserve notes, you're actually just discharging debt. You're not actually purchasing anything. So when you use their private money system, you are incurring the lack of ownership of it. So now you then run down and you're proud to own your nice new car and you file with the state. You say, oh, I have this car. I can't handle it anymore. Please help me. And that's what you're doing when you go and run to get a certificate title. But if you have just a bill of sale, notarized, having paid with gold and silver or lawful money, you are then a true owner of that car. And then when you are true owner of that car, you do not have to get license plates, registration, insurance, or a driver's license, because now you're engaged in your activity known as traveling upon the public roadways. You're not engaged in commerce, interstate commerce for profit or hire. So there's a distinction in the law. These words have meaning in law. You have to understand these words are very important. You need to find out what they are. Don't just go to court and say, well, Craig said I could, and expect to get out of it. You have to learn this left and right, backward and forward.
Mm-hmm. Craig, have you been arrested, put behind bars for some of the things that you have done that are perfectly above the law?
Yes, I have been kidnapped, because essentially what it is kidnapping. And then they put me up for ransom, which most people call the bond. Because when you're engaged in your private activity known as traveling, I have the right to do that. And then any police officer or peace officer, as we used to call them in the day, anytime they stop you and harass you and or arrest you or steal your car because of it, they are now stepping outside of their mandate. You see, because police officers' one and only job essentially is to protect my rights. When they tell me I need a driver's license and arrest me for doing so, they are doing the exact opposite of their job, and they could be held accountable in a court of law as being engaged in criminal activity to violate, to purposely and knowingly and wantingly violating my rights is what they do when they do that. Now, some cops may not know. They may have to find out the hard way, but they should know because it's their job.
Craig Douglas. You know, he's a great friend of USAPrepares.com. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. You'll get a chance to meet him in March 27, 28, and 29 in Lebanon, Missouri, at the Get Prepared Expo. We're teaching you about who we are here at USAPrepares.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. or the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Douglas is with us. Craig, do I understand you correctly that you were operating a car or a van and you were kidnapped by people in uniform and you were put in jail?
Yes, but not. I wasn't operating a car or van. I was traveling. You see, that's the difference in law.
Oh, excuse me. You were traveling. You were traveling in a car or a van, and you were approached and you were kidnapped. Were you put in handcuffs?
Yes, I've been there many times. Believe me, I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I try to travel safely to where there's no reason to stop me. Even so, they find ways, even though you're not doing anything. In other words, there's no true probable cause. They find ways anyway to stop you. And they harass me, and sometimes I've been let go many times, too. There's been several times in the last few years where they stopped me, and I'm friendly with them. I know I wasn't doing anything wrong, and they asked me for your papers, please, right? Like Nazi Germany, your papers. Don't go anywhere without your papers.
Right.
And they tell me, then I ask for a driver's license, proof of insurance, and registration. And I tell them, please give me those. And I say, I can't give you those. And they say, why not? Well, because I don't have any of those. and it sets off a little bit of an Abbott and Costello routine, sometimes like a bad Abbott and Costello routine where, you know, you're behind the wheel, aren't you? Yes. Well, you're driving again, aren't you? No, I'm traveling and back and forth. It's kind of funny sometimes. But there's been times when they've just let me go where I have none of those three documents. Because what happens is people like me who do what I do for a long time, if you have sufficient wins and you start showing them you know who the boss is, you'll get on their computer when they go look you up as being, we better just let that one go because that one is going to cost us too much money. And that's what it's really about. The court systems are really, truly just about maintaining control and generating revenue. That's really what our court systems are about. And they just expect you to bend down and take it. You're not supposed to fight. You actually just supposed to pay up and you know, leave my courtroom. That's really what it's all about. What's even more interesting about this whole thing is the actual facts of the matter is I am not allowed to have a driver's license or state-issued ID. Not allowed, you see, because every state you go to, you start looking and you look at their contract you sign. That's what you do. You're signing a contract when you go for that driver's license. One of the first things on the application for said license is you have to have a Social Security number, which I do not. And so without that Social Security number, I cannot get a driver's license in my own country of birth. Now, that presents other problems, too, as you can imagine. Now, imagine this, going into court in front of a jury, telling the ladies and gentlemen of the jury, not only am I not allowed to travel upon my public roadways, the roadways I help pay for, I can't even get on a plane, a train, a bus, because nowadays that's a requirement to get on all these other forms of transit. So, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you expect me to just stay home and not go anywhere, not to be able to exercise any rights whatsoever because I don't voluntarily enter into a contract called the Social Security number, which enters me into foreign federal jurisdiction. And so that's the quandary that they're going to be facing every time they face me in court.
Craig, when you're in court and you're shown the Bible and you're asked to raise your hand and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, what do you do?
Well, I try to avoid and get that far. But if it is, I have no problem telling the truth. So I have no problem doing that part. But the just allowing them jurisdiction in their equity courts over somebody like me is fraudulent on the face of it. And I try to avoid that administratively, if I can, before it even gets to court. It's not really the format. There's just way too much information to try to get all this information in a one-hour show. But there are ways to approach the bench or not to approach the bench as being the creditor rather than the debtor. And again, this kind of a long study. You can spend hours and hours and hours on this very one topic. So we don't need to go into all the details, but there are ways to approach this court system, trying to deny them jurisdiction. So the case has to be dismissed before it even goes to court. That's the true, correct way to do this if you're acting in the capacity of a sovereign, which most people listening to me don't know how to exercise or don't even know what I mean by that.
Craig Douglas is with us, and forbiddenknowledge.info is the website. And there are plenty of places where you can meet Craig Douglas. His schedule is posted on the website, forbiddenknowledge.info. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. And we'll continue this discussion about traveling.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
You pick pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Craig, you've been in court, and I understand that recently the judge left the bench twice during a hearing.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Well, It's quite unusual. I took a different approach this time because I'm always trying new things. I have plenty of practice trying different things. But be prepared, though, anybody listening to this, do your own research. I lose some cases as well as win some cases, so I'm not an expert at this necessarily. Well, I approached I tried to maintain my creditor status even before I went up to the bench. And that's the first time the judge left the bench. He actually left the bench, and then the bailiff and the court reporter were trying to work on me, trying to get me to admit me to being the debtor, essentially. They were, virtually every time I go in court, and this courtroom that I'm working in right now that I'm fighting, I actually beat them in court years ago. And so they're trying to do it again. And what I'm finding is, mostly, because I know I'm on some list somewhere where they look me up and they find out I'm trouble and that they do things differently with me, I'm always the last one to be called. So the courtroom is essentially cleared, so I'm the last one there. The judge tried to make me admit that I was the person. I use that word specifically, person. Look it up in Black's Law Dictionary. They tried to get me to admit that I am that person on the piece of paper in front of him that's spelled in all capital letters. And that is not me. I'm representing that person, which is a corporation, and I'm trying to get the charges dismissed based on he's got the wrong, that person doesn't exist, essentially. It's kind of complicated, but yes, he left the bench. The others tried working on me. He came back. And we tried this little back and forth again. He left again, and then came back for the second time, third time on the bench, actually. And they have an agenda that they want to do. They don't want to hear what you have to say. They want to get you to, essentially, they want to get me to admit that's who I was on this piece of paper. They want to try to get me to ask me if I understand the chart, read off the charges, ask me if I understand them. And of course, I don't understand those charges because they don't apply to me. And then they try to get you to agree to take a plea, either not guilty or guilty. And of course, there is no plea with me. In fact, I am innocent. But that's not a word that they recognize in court. And also the fact that they try to get you to admit to a jury trial or a bench trial, in which I said there can be no trial. And essentially they say, oh, well, I haven't heard you waive your right to jury trial, so we're assigning you a jury trial. In other words, they keep going on their agenda no matter what, and then they try to set a new court date. They force their way through somehow or another. It doesn't ever go how you expect it to, no matter how much you think you know about the courts, how much you plan ahead of time. It doesn't ever go the way you expect it to if you're doing something out of the ordinary, that's the only thing I can do. And you got to understand, anybody thinking of trying anything like this, don't expect any attorney in the world to stand up for you for your rights. That's not what attorneys are for. Attorneys are wards of the court. They're there to protect the court. They aren't going to try to defend some schmuck like me who thinks they're going to inform the world about the right to travel. There's just no way they're going to do that. So anytime you do anything like this in court, you are on your own, buddy. You will not get an attorney ever to step up for you on this kind of thing. If they did, they would lose their bar license pretty quickly. They just cannot do it. And that's the type of approach I take in court all the time. Everything I do in court is not something an attorney would ever dare touch.
So, Craig, in all of these adventures that you go on, is it worth it fighting the system every step of the way?
Well, it's certainly most people's lives are easier. Okay? You go along to get along. You know, why not? The driver's license only costs me, $40 every 5 years or whatever. Every state's a little bit different, but it's a fairly low fee, right? It saves me the hassle of being stopped. It saves me the hassle of going through all this rigmarole. So I'm just going to go along to get along. Yeah, they've taken away my rights, but that's okay. It's easier. Yes, most people's lives are easier like that, but I'm trying to be free in an unfree world. I'm trying to do something about the fraud in the world that is claiming that we are free. Because when you really look at all these things that are happening in this world, if you really start studying, you'll find out we aren't free at all. We just like to pretend we're free. We talk a good talk, but none of us walk a good walk. And I'm trying to actually regain my rights and trying to live as a free man in an unfree world. It's not easy, certainly, especially without the Social Security number. There's a lot of things that although I can do anything everybody else does, it basically would have to force my way into it to make sure they understand, or else file federal lawsuits left and right. And I got better things to do than have to file federal lawsuits. So your life is different. It's rewarding, however, to be living freer than anybody else, to know things that other people don't, to be able to see through the lies and the things you see on the propaganda medium called the TV. When you learn all these things, it becomes very beneficial. Just like, as most of the listeners know, the movie The Matrix. We are living in the Matrix, but most people don't know it. I can step back and look and see we're all living in the Matrix, and I'm trying to make some changes, certainly in my life, but I never expect anybody to dare do what I do and step beyond the box and do these things that help regain our freedoms, because it's difficult sometimes.
Craig, when you meet these men in uniform, the guys with the firearms, the tasers, the handcuffs, the billy clubs, the body armor, the two-way radios, the video cameras, the mace, the pepper spray, those guys, and did I say badge? And the badge. When you meet those guys, are any of them ever really amused and interested in who you are and why you do what you do, and use it as a learning experience where they can understand that you're right?
Rarely. I don't know truly how many of those people really do know the facts that I've just relayed to you today. Some of them do. I don't think all of them do. There's only been one time I can remember where the officer actually seemed interested in what I had to say and was listening. And actually, he let me go, and I gave him a DVD of my show to have him look at more. But there's a certain amount of cops out there that, in certain states especially, I've noticed Indiana, Maryland, to a degree Kansas, some of these states, they actually ask me before I say anything else, when I tell them I don't have a driver's license, they ask me, oh, are you a sovereign? Now, I know that they would have had some sort of training to even know what that word means, for the most part, unless they were actually studied on their own. I don't know how somebody in uniform can study on their own and still be in that uniform, to be honest with you, because they know they're not doing the right thing. They know they're not doing their job that they supposedly think they're doing. But when they ask me that, and I've had that asked to me many times, because a lot of them are trained all around this country about what that word means, I'm a little nervous, because sometimes that could mean that they were trained that we are, quote, terrorists, or that they actually understand and they're going to try to abide by my rights. And so far what I'm seeing is that word, when they mention it, I don't even mention that word, they bring it up. And when they bring up that word, I know they have been trained something. And it looks like they've been trained to respect me more, which is kind of surprising, because I generally feel they're going to treat me more like a criminal, you know, like out of the car, on the ground, hands behind your head, that sort of thing. But that has not ever happened. I'm cordial with them. I'm cooperative as logically can be. I don't fight them. If they're going to kidnap me, I don't do anything rash. I let them kidnap me, and we'll fight it in the courts later. So there's a limit. You don't want to get yourself killed on the road. Granted, they're kidnapping me. There's ways to be redeemed later for what they've done to you.
Craig, when you are stopped by these guys, if you're in your van and you are on your way to an event, like the Get Prepared Expo, for example, I would expect that you would have a van full of radiation detection equipment, the civil defense era black and yellow devices, white CD, it's red CD inside a white triangle, civil defense logo equipment. When they stop you, do they want to look in your van?
Usually. It depends on what level they're taking it to. If they're going to the level where they want to kidnap me and all that, then yes, they ask for permission, and I never give them permission, but they do it anyway. They always do. Sometimes there's just so much stuff, they just call in the dogs and to sniff, you know, the drug dogs, thinking I have drugs.
Right.
Because there's so much stuff in that I travel with. It doesn't seem to raise too much questions in their mind. However, I'm almost positive they enter it in their report if it gets to that point, because one time I remember I had some receipts for 1,000 gas masks in my van, which they were put in a folder, but yet they took them out of the folder. They had them sitting on a shelf I had in a step van I had, and I probably took a picture of it or noted it in there. Or at the very least, they wanted me to know that they saw that I had a bunch of gas masks, that I had this receipt for a bunch of gas masks. Now, gas masks aren't illegal. Nothing I have in my van is illegal or unlawful. There's a difference in what those two words mean. So there's nothing they can ever do about what I have. But, however, I'm sure I'm labeled on the computer when my name pops up that I'm some sort of weirdo or extremist or whatever, that I have all this stuff that's, you know, for that's survived, that can survive what they may bring on us intentionally. And so I'm one that they would probably be coming after at some point when something major does happen. In the case of martial law or something, I'm sure I would be hunted down. There's no question about that.
Craig, those gas masks that you offer for sale at the preparedness type events that you exhibit at and the shows that you go to, you didn't make those. Those were made by contractors for governments, correct?
Yeah, our own government has them as well, of course.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So our government has these things. The Israeli government has them. There are plenty of Israeli gas masks that were available for sale, oh, maybe 15 years ago. And they were very inexpensive. And anybody could go to a gun show or an expo and pick them up and buy them without any paperwork. I mean, they're perfectly legal. Why would that even be a concern of these guys stopping you? We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you got your
take. When you go to the CD, for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
ForbiddenKnowledge.info. ForbiddenKnowledge.info. Craig Douglas's website. And you'll get a chance to meet Craig Douglas at a whole bunch of events. And the list of the events where he will be is on his website. And there's a link to that website at USAPrepares.com. And Craig will be with us in March, March 27, 28, and 29 at the Get Prepared Expo. Craig, you know, one of the things that you're interested in is efficiency, and you've been involved with the GEET, G-E-E-T, technology, and you were banned from the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair in Wisconsin because you brought a working GEET engine to the fair. You were demonstrating it, and you were giving away free plans so people could build it themselves. Tell us about that.
Well, I had the engine sitting on the table, and for those of you who don't know, you'll have to look it up. But in fact, if you want to get the free plans yourself, go to geetinternational.com. It's not had anything to do with me, but it's free plans. You can take a regular engine and convert it over to something that runs mostly off water. The version I had there, I had 25% gasoline and 75% water in the tank, and you can see that because it's clear. You can run it. You don't have to use gasoline. You could use pickle juice or ketchup or something else, any carbohydrate. But anyway, I had this engine sitting on the table. I told them about it before I brought it, that I was going to have this. I had a video of it playing, showing its works. It's there for everybody to examine, take pictures of it and everything. And then about every 2 or 3 hours, I put a sign saying, okay, next demonstration, 3 o'clock. And we take it outside and we start it up, prove that it works. And I was giving away free plans. Well, the following year, which would have been 2014, this year I applied to come back because I told all my customers, all the people I talked to about this with this engine, I said, if they allow me to, I'm going to bring something even more dynamic every year. But they rejected my application, sent my money back, saying we had concerns about the GEAT technology. I'm thinking, what concerns? It's there. It's on the table. I proved that it works, and I was giving away free plans. Well, probably there was some complaint from a solar corporation or a wind corporation or something of that because, you know, solar isn't, you know, hippies and sandals anymore. It's major corporations. And so not only am I upsetting the apple cart of, you know, nuclear and fossil fuels, coal, oil, gas, all that, but now I'm upsetting wind and, you know, hydro and solar. And so they really, truly don't want alternative energy because I was going to bring something even much more amazing this year. I started out simply to see if I could get away with it. Well, they didn't kick me out of the show right then and there, but the following year they wouldn't let me back. And interestingly enough, they're trying to get me to come. They're sending out the applications again this year, but I know I won't be able to get in for 2015. It's an annual fair in Wisconsin. It happens once a year. It's the largest energy fair in the country. But now I cannot do it. I could do it if I didn't bring any of this technology with me. But the idea is to get this in the hands of the people, even though it might get me killed. Because essentially, I had a private conversation with one of the board members of that corporation. And a private conversation, I said, you know, I could bring something and put on this table that could shut this show down. I said, would you even allow that? Because there wouldn't be another show or else the next show would be just these things, people building them. And his answer to me was actually promising. He said, well, it absolutely would have to let you back. It's for the betterment of man. But obviously the rest of the board members did not agree, and so they did not let me come back to bring additional technologies.
Craig, would you like to bring it to the Get Prepared Expo?
Well, I certainly could. The GEAT engine, for those of you who want to look it up, I don't recommend people spend a lot of time on that. I don't think it's as promising as some of the other technologies. I think it's kind of a waste of time in a way. It does really work, and it does really run off of water and other carbohydrates. But it's not worth spending a lot of time on, I don't think, because some of the other things that could be brought would be much more interesting. I can talk about that with you later. But yeah,
we'll talk about that offline, and we'll let our class know what we're going to do. But I met Paul Pantone, who I believe right now is in a Utah State mental hospital for being incompetent. I met him, and I saw his GEAT-powered Chrysler vehicle. I saw it. I saw it in Indianapolis. Craig, we'll talk some more class. You know, there's a lot that we can learn. Above all, honesty and integrity, what happens next.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.